It's a morning digestion. As many of you are aware, I have been really bored with the news lately. This is sort of a consequence of things being dull. But there's some interesting stuff today. For instance, the New York Times, the front page story, frustrated House members pin their hopes on Mueller testimony. This is a long piece about how Nadler and Schiff are just not getting anywhere with Trump. I mean, Trump is stonewalling them. There's nothing they can do about it. They want Mueller to testify. Barr kind of shrugged and said, yeah, if he wants to. And so far, he doesn't want to. It's pretty clear that he looks at this and says, oh, they want to use me to revive their hopes of a big investigation and a do-over on my report? No thanks. So he may eventually testify, but if, according to the piece, negotiations are going on now, but it would be limited testimony, and be interesting to see what is going on. Also in the New York Times, Trump tells the Pentagon chief he does not want war with Iran. Sorry, John Bolton, no war with Iran. In the Wall Street Journal, Trump puts off auto and auto parts tariffs for 6 months. Also in the New York Times, this kind of goes along with the story about the House members being frustrated as they try to go after Trump. The Times has a big piece about how Trump's trade war puts a big dent in China's influence with Wall Street and in Congress. And they're just not, they just don't have the juice they used to have. And one of the reasons that cited for this is that, and there's an accompanying piece called, which I say the China trade war is all about technology transfer. So the two pieces kind of go together. But what happened was China kept insisting on technology transfers if you want to do business with us. If you want to open a factory building Caterpillar, bulldozers, you have to show us how you do it. That put them kind of in a corner because when Trump imposed tariffs on those machines, it hurt China economically. And then the Times has another piece that said President Xi blew it when he pulled the switcheroo on Trump. He misread Trump. He thought he could, first of all, they had negotiated a trade deal in which, you know, there were some aspects to it that Trump wanted, mostly about these technology transfers. And then Xi at the last minute said, well, we're going to change that, pull out of that, say we won't do that now. And Trump said, okay, well, fine. If you do that, I'm putting on these tariffs. Anyway, the subtext of the three pieces is Trump is right. And China's put itself in a bad spot, in a bad corner. In the Wall Street Journal, farmers are afraid the aid package will shortchange them. Farmers are being hurt, especially soybean farmers. And they're afraid that the Agriculture Department series of checks will shortchange them. Probably will. Washington Post, Trump is fine with Mayor Pete's gay marriage. It's good, he says. He shrugs. He doesn't care. He doesn't have to care. Other people will care for him. Politics, Reuters piece, Biden's surprising strength in asking the question, can anybody stop him? Social justice warriors, this is in the New York Times. It's a column. It's an opinion piece, but it's the SJWs are openly laying claim to the Civil War and trying to change the historical narrative of the Civil War from generals and battles to it's all about slavery. Immigration. Trump's immigration plan, endorsed by the Washington Post Ed Board, no chance to pass, but in fact it's all about 2020. That's in Politico. New Trump rule, New York Times, no public housing for undocumented. That's going to be interesting. Washington Post, he keeps changing what he wants the wall to look like. Yeah, like he wanted it painted black or so it would absorb heat and be too hot for people to try to climb over. And he's micromanaging this. And apparently, he's going to have about 400 miles of wall built, and it's almost like it's one of his hotels. He's calling people, you know, 5 a.m, bugging them about it. Washington Post plans to release migrants into Democratic strongholds. this is funny. This is happening in Florida, you know, where they're going to stick a bunch of migrants down in those Democratic districts around Miami. And this has even upset the new Republican governor in Florida, Ron DeSantis. So something's going on, but I bet L.A. gets a whole bunch of them. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot in the AP. Avenatti asked for a public defender. The judge said no, said prove you're broke. He might be broke. Hey, Brian Stelter, you were touting this guy as presidential timber. Now he's so broke he needs a public defender from ripping people off. Art, Jeff Koons' rabbit went for $91 million the other day. This is a 1986 piece, but the rabbit apparently is approving that art has become the exclusive club of billionaires. Millionaires need not apply. And then the New York Times profiles a guy named, well, it's a book that profiles a guy named Larry Gagosian, who has turned art into a billionaire's game. The Washington Post, Ebola is back big time in the Congo. New York Times, Bradley Manning, posing as a woman, of course, goes back to jail again. May he stay there a long time. I'll get in trouble for this. I will. Somebody will come along and say, you're bad. You're not acknowledging Bradley as Chelsea. I just, men aren't women. I'm sorry. They're just not. And I mean, I'm the guy that was, did the story up in Trinidad, Colorado in the sex change operation hospital. I mean, I know what's done to make men into women. And I guess if that is done, then I'd say, well, she. But it sticks in my craw, sorry. Deciding that you're something you're not, it doesn't make it so. Washington Post, Grumpy the cat has died. His name was Tartar Sauce. It was his real name, but he had that grumpy face and was an Instagram hit. And the poor thing died at age 7, which I think is a little young because it had a urinary tract infection. Who knows? Those things could be deadly. LA Times, F-16 crashes into a Southern California building. No one hurt badly. I mean, there was people taken to the hospital with minor injuries, but pilot ejected, F-16. There's video of it just falling out of the sky right into this warehouse, right through the roof of this warehouse. Apparently a small fire. You would expect something like that would just blow up, but it didn't. A big hole in the roof of this warehouse, and there's an F-16 all crashed up and crumpled on the floor of the warehouse. LA Times, homeless population in San Francisco is up 17%. 17%, double-digit rise. In the San Francisco Chronicle, they're finally putting a net on the Golden Gate Bridge. Now, I spent many years in San Francisco as a reporter, and this was a constant debate. And there were people who just thought the bridge was too beautiful, that you can't put a net on it. And there were people who said, but my son, my daughter, my brother, my father, my whoever jumped off the bridge, and you guys have, it's a suicide magnet. So after all these years, they're finally putting a net on the Golden Gate Bridge. Now, this thing will, it's, below the bridge level a few feet. And it stretches out 20 feet. There's hardly any way anybody can jump 20 feet out and clear the net. You probably would say, as I did, what's to stop a person from, you know, jumping on the net and then, you know, jumping the rest of the way? Well, apparently it's going to be enough of a fall, and the net itself is, you know, steel cables, that you're going to be really badly hurt when you jump into that net, and maybe some broken bones, definitely sprains and bruises. And, you know, yeah, I suppose it will prevent suicides. We'll see how it looks, but it's going to be... It's the end of a long fight. This has gone on for decades, you know, and they're finally going to put the thing up. That's pretty much it, other than Bill Barr was in El Salvador, evidently to talk to the El Salvadorans about MS-13 and the fact that their country is so unsafe. Thousands of people try to trek their way to the U.S., and he did an interview with Bill Hemmer, one Jake Gibson producing. So I'm interested to see what Barr had to say today. It'll be rolled out on Fox all day long. And I guess it's an exclusive. Although I think there was a print reporter along, but Fox was the only TV reporters. And, you know, I'll get a report from Jake eventually about what went on. And I'll, of course, tell you all about it, but I don't have that yet. He just apparently is just getting back. That's it for now. Maybe I'll be more interesting in the podcast this afternoon. Who knows?